that the theologian needs both the Bible and the newspaper. And I thought this morning's paper again had quite some relevant parts in there on education. And it said there that we should return to basics, and that something to improve on this line would take at least about 25 years. So much for that article. But it shows by that time, Muruti Voges, I will no longer be standing here. Not even by the grace of God, it is just too many years to go. So we are always planting in hope here at seminary. It is not a short-term business. It's been over many years already. We've heard it from our Master of Ceremonies, who's done an excellent job this morning, Brother Mokopanele, that our seminary has been here for even before he was born, when it started in Salem. And you know, you think of long-term fruits, but Pastor Gambule is probably one of those fruits coming from that area and going into theology, and now he's part of our institution. But also Dr. Böhmer, he did not mention that, but he's a grandchild of old Bogotswane. And I suggest that our Zulu and Tswana friends, who can't say Böhmer or Bomber or whatever, I'm enjoying this. They could start looking for names like Bogotswane for him. You know, try and find a word. We tried to find a word for Muruti Voges. I don't know if the Exa people know the Setswana name for him. So I think that is something which we will not try and find out today. But
let's find it out.
Yes, please. It's part of our history, you know, and see where that is going. But I think the names, and also these, Pastor Böhmer, also a fruit of that long-standing history already of teaching, because Bogotswana started the first seminary there in Salem, and that's where I am doing my starting my talk this morning, because I want to tell you on this occasion a bit where we come from, where we are today, and where we probably go to. Now, that's very easy. That's as systematics goes, you know, very clear, very easy. No, not a lot of dates, just a nice outline which makes a lot of sense, you know, where we come from, where we are, and where we are going. You should all know that. Our theological foundations is, I think, the one thing which I would like to emphasize. We heard this morning already Muruti Voges, when introduced to Pastor Gambula outside, he quoted Matthew 28. You see, our seminary also stands very much in line with that, where our Lord says, teach them everything I've entrusted to you. Not just those pieces which you like, but everything. And that probably explains a lot what our lectionary is about, when our pastors preach every day during Matins on a text which is assigned to them. Now, that covers quite a breadth over the whole year. And when my father was preaching here a few years back, he said, you know, it is interesting, but there are some of these texts which I've never preached on in my long ministry of about 30 years. So you as students are very privileged to hear staff members like Gambule and Pastor Böhmer, but also those pastors Mtambo, Paul, Pless, Nordling, you, and others, because this adds to the rich variety of God's grace, which is so rich and plentiful that Luther says, even if we would serve our whole life long with the prophets and apostles, leading the church as bishops, we would still at the end see there so much more in this scripture. What is one of the great comforting things is, by teaching this richness and abundance, is to see young students like we heard this morning standing up front here, Mokopanele, also Trina. I am very happy about your performance here, very, very impressive. I'm so glad you've got a heart and a passion for the children you are teaching, for your fellow students, for your colleagues, and all this. It makes me so glad to see that. It is part of this fruit which this institution bears, as we teach all a Christian knows. We start off with Luther's catechisms. That is the main parts of the Christian faith, and we teach it because we know it is what every Christian ought to know. And you know, I'm sorry, I don't know you very well, but you know, we come from churches where it was good, right, and salutary that our confirmants, even at this age, used to know that off by heart. Today, when I greet my students, well, we don't talk much about the catechism. We first struggle with the language. Mr. Mokopanele said we talk the four languages, Tswana, Zulu, English, and what was the fourth one? Swahili. Well, you know, there are literally hundreds of languages in Africa. Not just four. Only in our country we've got 11. So now, when the students come, hardly any know the main articles of Christian faith. Janet? Not even in Amharic. And so, we struggle when Jesus Christ teaches them everything. We start off with the main parts, and then even some students think, well, this is just too much. No, Eddie, it's not too much, it's just the starting point. You know, it is really like that. We go on to the Augsburg Confession, and there, Articles 4 and 5, I think Pastor Old Bishop Schulz, who was a long-standing teacher of systematics and New Testament in this seminary for many years at Klankeni, he said Article 5 is the missionary article. Why? Why the missionary article? Because it starts off like this: to attain this faith, this only saving faith of Article 4, which is the main one, which determines the whole complex of Augsburg Confession, that article of faith, to get this faith, God has instituted the office of the ministry. What is that? Preaching and administration of sacraments. Pure preaching. Administration of the sacraments in the way which will be in accordance with his institution. Not what you think or what he thinks, but how Jesus Christ instituted it. Faithful. My dear friends, that's just basics. That's what our students learn in the first 2 years. It's only the first stepping stone. Of course, some already wear stoles. Some already wear gowns because they think we've done it all. We've heard it all. We've been there. We don't need to go there. But they can't even pass basics. But no, we are pastors from Congo. Yeah, that's how it goes, you know. They advertise it very loud. They're looking for a call, obviously. But then we have come a long way from Salem at Nklankleni. Nklankleni, you know what that means, Mr. Albert Piper? It means in a good place. But we came to Pretoria because we thought it would be an even better place. You know, it was in the middle of Zululand. No, not quite. It's on the borders of Zululand. It's not quite at Nkandla, but sort of in shooting distance. You know, and here it was a good place, but it was very localized. Because we as a church in those years were very much focused on our own business. We were just helping people from Zulu and Setswana background. And those people who came from Liberia, Albert Paiva, they had their tires slit because they were foreigners. It was not so much a friendly place for foreigners. Even the Indians, although they just came from Durban, felt very much intimidated. I think Pastor Kambula probably remembers these stories. So I'm not going to go and talk about windows being thrown in. You think this place is dangerous? Well, in Klein-Kleni was not much safer. We must learn how to live with foreigners in our midst. We must learn how to accommodate others as well. And look, today, you can't say we are just catering for Zulus and Tswanas. There's no way like that. Swahili, of course. Congos are most welcome, even if they talk French. Eddie, most welcome. But then also the Amhari guys, also the Liberians, the Zambians. I know they don't feel so welcome. I know they think they should be the ones this and that. But anyway, they will get there. You know, once they get past the basic lines, they will say, this is my home, this is my place, and I'm very much at home here. Because we are Lutherans. Not just also Lutherans, but only Lutherans. So if you see the Lutheran Theological Seminary, everything that is taught here is Lutheran. So I've got my doubts about this spring madness which is going on in some classes. I think we must have a visitation again, you know. Okay, Pastor Burma, you know what is coming, you know. Pastor Gambula is going to check on this spring madness which is going on in some classes. Now, Zalem was very much in the heartland of our church. That was where the president was living, the old mission superintendent, Bogotswane. In Kakeni was there, where on the borders of the Zulu land homeland, and now Pretoria is right in the center of the capital. That's where we are now. It's the place which still has in its state motto, out of unity comes strength. And you know, that is why we also find that we don't find our unity just in nationalisms or something like that, or even the common language. No, it is our common faith. It is our being Lutheran which unites us with people from Liberia or from Sudan or from wherever. Because even for Germans, we've heard that from Dr. Böhmer, they were also missionaries in the old times, outside their own comfort zone there in Klein-Kleni. It was really a rural area out in the sticks. And hardly anybody of the students there called it home. Now today, here where we are in Pretoria, I hope that all of you actually say, this is our home. This is the capital of South Africa, and really open to all the people from Africa and even beyond. You know, it was a big, in the old times, we were carried by the network of Lutheran free churches, originating out of the mission of evangelical Lutheran free churches from Blackmar. The LCSA and Felsisa were both fruits of this mission here in this country. But we have reached out into the international networks of the ILC, but also here locally to Luxa. And we are trying to promote that what we are, namely Lutherans, and make people who are Lutheran really be at home here. Not only old Muruti Fogis, but even young people like Katlejo, like our friends from the Western Diocese, etc., etc. It is the seminary of our fathers, it is true, but we are today also by God's grace, way beyond that. And that is why, allow me a bit to elaborate a bit to say, where are we today? And now I am going to strain your capacity a bit by focusing. I would have liked to put it up here, but I've had difficulty with that in the past years. It has never worked really. So I'm just going to read it off. If you are interested to follow this up more, go look on the UP website, because I looked at the vision, mission, and also the values of the University of Pretoria, and I thought, where do we as a seminary fit in with that? I've told my staff a number of times there are some sticky issues. And so where do we fit in as confessional Lutherans who want to be Lutheran faithfully in this time and age here in Africa? How do we go about it still as an academic institution? Because we are academics, we theologians and future pastors, teachers, evangelists, bishops and deaconesses. Even if we are brothers and sisters in the faith, old and young, locals and foreigners, we are all pilgrims and on the way guests and visitors. In the middle of a booming capital of South Africa, that's not a Burma capital, it's a booming capital, we have the vision to be the top Lutheran seminary on this continent. Now I know this is a bit of a mouthful, and forgive me if I'm bragging a bit. But you know, I think the context actually is very conducive to be something like that. Because of our proximity to the University of Pretoria, and also because of just the situation of South Africa, the openness for people from Uganda, from Ethiopia, from Liberia, etc. Recognized internationally for quality, relevance and impact as we develop faithful Lutherans, create and promote confessionally based knowledge, make a positive difference locally and globally. Now, that is a very packed sentence, and I would need to unpack it. We would need to discuss it more as we go on. But I think that this is something which we could work on in the coming days and times. I think that has been our vision all along. As we were coming from Enkhangeni to here, to make it much more visible to others. No? That others from Liberia would also think this is a place which is relevant for us as pastors who want to study theology. The quality of which Dr. Burma was speaking is a trademark of this seminary. They work carefully on their stuff. They don't just give out degrees, but they see to it that the people really get to know what they're supposed to know. First the basics, and then the more intricate stuff, until they get to the final stage where they are supposed to be. No shortcuts in this long and arduous way, but it's worthwhile. It's really worthwhile. Even after walking 3 years with Jesus, many of those disciples didn't have a clue. Why are you so hardened of heart that you don't understand that this was supposed to be? I told you all along. So don't think and don't be too hard on yourself if you, after 2 years, have not attained the goal yet, but the seminary tells you you need to be here another 3 years. The mission, that's the second part. As we pursue this recognition and excellence, that means that others recognize us and that others see that this is really an excellent institution in our core functions of research, teaching and learning, and integrating engagement with churches. It means a pastor like Gambule goes on with his doctoral studies in Fort Wayne, even though he has studied for many, many years, starting in Enkhangeni, coming here and going on. You see, they Work also with their communities, like Aklejo does, like Dumisani does, like our friends from the Western Diocese do, like Eric Botto does as well in his own way, far away. And teaching, learning, integrating engagement with churches, Lutheran communities, and broader society into these. We also use quality, relevance, diversity. Now, that is something where I have always stumbled across diversity, because I think we understand it a bit different to the university. But the diversity which I think fits in also here is one which Dr. Boehmer addressed already in his presentation. The diversity is that we are not all required to be Germans, that we are not all required to be South Africans even, that we are not even required to be this or that academic standard at first, but that we welcome, and then we say we all, from all these different backgrounds, learn to be faithful Lutherans and what that means in our context. Diversity was the one which where I was. Biblical faithfulness, now that's of course not in the university one, Robert, you will notice that. I smuggled that into it. Confessional authenticity, that's not in the university paper either, but I think that is what it means. Motuma, when I say, no, we are not going to do a Baptist thing here, that's part of my confessional authenticity. That just won't work. You know, it is something like when Trina will remember when the Muslims wanted to open a daycare center in Duba House, and I gave them permission. And then Karin comes here all flabbergasted and says, how are you allowing a Muslim institution there and you are doing a Lutheran here? How does that fit together? That's part of this confessional authenticity. We must not have their Lutheran seminary, and then when people come in here, it is a free for all or a real potpourri or whatever you want to call it. No, confessional authenticity, and then also sustainability as navigational markers. You see, these words are navigational markers that as we go through the planning for the future, we look at these different things. Then let me look at the value still. And I know some of you are looking at the clock, but that clock doesn't work anyway. the students have told me that the battery is flat always and it never works. Okay, as members of the Lutheran Church and academic elite, we believe that our community of scholars must be founded on the pursuit of faithful knowledge through research, teaching, and learning, with membership acquired on the basis of intellectual merit, ability, and the potential for excellence. Okay, through research, teaching, and learning, on intellectual merit, ability, and the potential for excellence. You see, that's why we train all of you, because you've all got the potential for excellence, all of you. And none of you should shortchange yourself. None of you should say, well, I'm just going to take this route. I'm going to leave that for others. No, you are going to be a candidate for excellence. So that when you go back home, the people will look at you and say, you come from an excellent institution because you're a candidate of excellence. You have learned how to look at detail, how to not shortchange yourself or others, but rather give them all Jesus Christ had taught us, not just this or that little fraction. You know about the formula of Concord as well, and not just those basic main articles of faith which our confirmants already know. Yes, differing perspectives, and this is important for us as well, differing perspectives, if I talk as a German from my German heritage and my German background, arising from diverse backgrounds, which is very different to yours, Albert, and histories that define our identities, Gambulek has got a different history to me, this deepens scholarly inquiry and enriches academic debate if we, our differences supplement each other. They are not opposites which don't work together, but we can use it to show God's richness for this continent. And you've done that with the music this morning. You've done that by your presence, etc. And that is how it goes, that we also look not just amongst the students, but also amongst the teachers for a diverse crowd. See, many people just think this is an issue of the students, but not the staff. But even the staff, that is the goal, that that should be a diverse one. If we invite John Pless and also Kleine from Australia, it just broadens the perspective so much more. Okay, but should not question, and that is important, of course, should not question the confessional integrity and authenticity of our seminary. So it's not just about differences, but also keeping the confessional integrity and authenticity. We cherish academic freedom. Well, we should also talk about what that actually means. Creative and innovative thought, ethical standards and integrity, biblical and confessional accountability, and social justice. And our staff and students as the seminary's core assets. It's not the buildings. It's you as students and staff who make out our core assets. We foster a biblical and confessional approach to nurturing faithful truth and knowledge, academic citizenship, whereby we commit ourselves to harnessing our intellectual abilities in the primary interest of our faith and Christian truth, respecting secondary interests of nation and humanity, could we say democracy and political correctness, perhaps like that, which I smuggle in here as well. We recognize that in a resource-constrained world, where vast disparities remain between rich and poor, etc., etc., the seminary must endeavor to produce graduates who appreciate the importance of voluntary church and community service, like you do every Saturday, like Mokopanele does the whole week and Tsatsi does day in, day out. Voluntary service to the community of the seminary, not just about themselves, but also what can they give to the community as well. Entrepreneurial endeavors and innovative actions in generating employment and development in our local and international faith communities. Internationally recognized for quality, I've pointed out to our Fort Wayne brothers and sisters, but also I think it points out that if the seminary in Uganda, which is newly started, immediately want Enoch McBain there, it shows they've got trust in the people they've trained here. Or Abia in Sudan. It shows that internationally the people like what they see here and what they come. Even at Oberursel inviting Dr. Boehme, etc. Relevance, I think that is something which we must work on as we try to find out more and more about the churches where our students come from, so that we don't just work past the realities in Liberia, for instance. So that the impact really goes to seminaries, churches and congregations here and abroad. Where will we be tomorrow and in 2040? Now, people, it's not long anymore. This is my shortest passage. Because looking at the future, even if I took my newspaper where it said, where will we be in 2025 with our education thing in 2045, I have looked a lot at these books by Franz Conrier from the Institute for Race Relations, the South African Institute for Race Relations, which does sterling work always, and it finds out the difficulties of country. They've written a book which I would recommend to all of you, and I think personally it's a very wonderful, it's a time traveler's guide to South Africa. Where will we be in 2030? The strategic plan of the University of Pretoria is 2025. So these are all available. You can see them, and it's worthwhile looking at how do these people project, how do they get there. It's not about how Pastor Stroily said to me many years ago when we developed a vision, where would we want to go one day when we did the pastor's convention. He said, Willem, what have you been smoking? No, it's not about smoking this or that to get these ideas. It's really hard work to find out what are the various constituencies and how do we move forward to achieve goals and plans which we think of. Of course, we as Lutherans then in this sense should take to heart a warning which Martin Luther quotes or writes against antinomians. He says there, let us be guided by this. God help us as he helped our forefathers, and as he will help out our heirs, that means our children, to the honor and glory of his divine name forever. For after all, we are not the ones who can preserve the church. We cannot keep the church. We cannot build it. We cannot grow it. We cannot maintain it for even one day. Nor were our forefathers able to do so. Even if we say, Bogotschwane did that, Schulz did this, etc., etc., we never think that they were the ones who maintained the church. No, God used them to do this and that in that time, and we thank God for what he did through them. But we do not worship our forefathers as if it was them who actually controlled our destiny. No, that's not what we're saying. Nor will our successors have this power. You know, even if I am very proud of Cherry Lezzo and Sima Koloi and our Katlejo and Dr. Böhmer and Reverend Gambule and Albert Paiva, etc., etc., I for no, not even an hour, think that the church depends on them. No. It's on God's grace. It's not our forebears, it's not us, and it's not our children or our heirs, those who come after us. No, it was, is, and will be he who says, I am with you always to the close of the age. He who says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. It is he who says, do not be afraid. It is he who says, therefore go. It is he who says, teach them everything I have taught you. So therefore, even at our seminary, when we had this vision of as a cloister, an inclusive compound of Lutheran life and learning, and we look at international growth, now the last continent, I think, where we've not had a teacher from, and that is South America, is also going to be addressed by Dr. Winterle in the coming year. We go on with expansion and collaboration with Africa. Hopefully, the cooperation with Mekane Jesus will be deepened and formalized and grow to unknown levels. But that also with Madagascar, with Congo, with Tanzania, etc. Hopefully our facility will grow, that the rose will be bought and it will be developed into the Lutheran rose, with classrooms, study areas, living quarters, offices, social places, conference facilities and guest houses. That the Augustine Library will be expanded. That cutting-edge technology will further be implemented, that our students will really be at the forefront. How much could we have, did we already achieve by using the technology which at our disposal? How much more is possible? Students with an international mix, not only here from South Africa, reaching beyond our narrow church borders, reaching out to the Lutheran Bapedi, to Western dioceses, etc., etc., but also to Africa. Qualifications, where we Most of you don't remember that even. Perhaps Pastor Gambule does. But there was a time when we were happy that our students had standard 6, where people came to our seminary with not even standard 6, and they learned that. That was Form 8 or something like that, I think it was called that then. Now, we of course strive to get matric. We want to not just get a certificate, but a diploma and a degree. Yes, we want you to be masters of theology, doctors of theology. There's lots of room to expand and to grow and to further develop. We are by far not there yet. No, we are still striving. We are still moving beyond. No, so that the pastoral, social, and academic gifts and talents with which you come to the seminary will further be developed. Because don't think that it is so easy to give gifts and talents to somebody like to give him a trumpet. No, you can give a trumpet to anyone, but not everybody has the gift to play. It just is like that. Matthias Albers, my old friend, pastor in the Fesisa, he can play a trombone. I've held that thing for so many years and I still struggle. It just is like that. Challenges, I know you as family fathers, you as French-speaking people, far away from home, facing lots of costs where you can always just sort of make it from month to month. You are called into future work, call and mission. I hope you don't lose sight of what God really wants you to do. Keep in mind what is the basis of our seminary. Keep in mind what God wants of you. And never despair, because he who calls you, he can do it. So don't rely on this or on that, but on his call for you to be faithful, over little or over much. My dear friends, allow me still to talk about the staff too. We've had always academically, administrative, and theological suitable teachers. There's room for improvement there too. We should all pray, and especially you as students, pray for your teachers. Pray that they are up to their work, dedicated and engaged. We normally say that one teacher goes for about 10 to 15 students, so with 3 teachers we are still very well in the running. We need specialization in biblical, historical, and pastoral theology, even though we would like some more. And even as we are supported by a team of tutors and contract lecturers like Van Niekerk, I know there is room for much more teaching in English, in personal attention for many of you. So that you, even as you hear the preaching and teaching and mentoring, gather the fruits of research and publication, in interaction and connection with congregation and churches, you will also grow as students, looking forward to the day when you too will teach and preach and mentor those people whom the Lord entrusts to you. He who asks you, "Do you love me?" says, "Take care of my sheep." And that is why it is such a precious work. We who love him can serve even in lowly things, as we heard this whole week in the devotions. Because the service the Lord calls us into is precious. Because even the glass of water which we give him is not forgotten by him. He sees it all and he appreciates it. And he wants you to continue in this work now and always. I thank you very much for your attention. And I hope that you enjoy the rest of the day here with us, the lunch, etc. Very nice that you are here. And as my friend Moko Panella has taught me, I am going to thank you for giving me your time. Kaleboha. Amen.